Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Naomi Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. What's your name?
My name is Erica Beck.
Erica Beck. Hi, nice to meet you. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm a voiceover actress. So I grew up doing acting and also came back around and I'm currently doing it again. So...
Voiceover acting, actor?
Mm-hmm.
So cool.
Thank you.
Wow. And the animation and narration?
Yes. So my claim to fame, when I was younger, I was Pearl the Octopus in Finding Nemo. She's the little octopus that goes, "Aw, you guys made me ink."
Wow!
Real deal right here.
Wow. When you start acting voice?
So I started acting, when I was little, I was very outgoing. I still am. And so I lived in Los Angeles and everyone told my parents, "Oh, you got to get her into acting." And finally I was like, "Please let me be on TV." And so I was probably like 5 or 6 at the time. Mm-hmm. And took steps, got agents and went out there and auditioned. And I started doing a lot of voiceover work while I was auditioning, but I did do on camera as well. But really, obviously, my big stuff was voiceover with Finding Nemo and a lot of dubbing where I would do like little background voices in movies and TV shows and stuff. So I would say like 6 or 7 was when I started doing voice acting.
Wow.
How old were you when you did Finding Nemo?
I auditioned when I was 8.
But
it didn't come out until I was 10. Yeah.
What?
And now it's been out for like 20 years. Not to age myself. But.
Has Finding Nemo been around that long?
Did it come out in 2002? Was it last year was the 20th? Oh. I think so.
Wow.
So you guys are Pixar buddies.
Yes.
You did Pixar too, right?
Yeah, but the boys acting is very, very hard.
I'm sure.
Yeah, because only boys. And animation, the voice actor is popular in U.S.?
I think that voice acting in general is very popular. I have now just come back into it. So I took a roundabout route to get back into voice acting. I've been doing it professionally again for about a year. Uh-huh. After taking a long break, I went and got a degree in musical theater. I also did some project managing. You know, we went all over the map. So my big thing still is Finding Nemo. But now I do a lot of commercials mm-hmm. and corporate narration. And really, anytime anybody will give me a script, I will say it. I do. I just enjoy doing it. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, and some video games as well.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, my God. Because in Japan, is the animation voice actor is very, very popular now. Mm-hmm. So many actors.
And oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now, before, I don't know, but now is we have the voice acting school.
Oh, yeah.
In U.S. too?
Yeah, there's definitely so many different opportunities to take classes. You have the standard voice acting studios that mm-hmm. will, you know, give you all different types of classes. You can go to coaching. There's a lot of casting directors that do coaching yeah. for voiceover, and you can do classes. You can do one-on-one. Voice acting is definitely popular in the acting community as well. And I mean, classes are so much fun because you just learn so much from your classmates and from your teachers. So I always try to get some classes in.
Hold on, your English is so clear, just like TV commercial.
So clear, easy to hear.
So clear.
Yeah,
I don't know, but enunciating is very important in U.S., the voiceover actor.
Yeah. And also, like, English words are crazy. I oftentimes have to Google words in commercials to make sure I'm saying them right.
have there been any difficult words that you had trouble pronouncing? Or
I'm thinking, well, you know, anytime there's like any type of medical narration, you get, you know, those mesothelioma kind of things. And you're like, I don't use that word on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Another fun one, this from Finding Nemo, because again, I was eight when I was auditioning. So that means they gave this script to 8-year-olds and there was a line that said, "That's imperceptible." And it's like, what 8-year-old is going to know the word imperceptible? And we would practice that word over and over, like me and my mom in the car, and be like, "That's imperceptible," because that's just not a so.
To the point where you still remember it many years after.
Yeah, it's not even in the movie.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah, the line got cut, but it'll be in my brain forever.
Oh my God. What's most important voice acting? For example, the intonation or enunciation. I don't know. Please tell me.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good question because currently in the landscape of voice acting, I think being conversational is the most important. Like being able to sound like you're just having a cup of coffee with your friend talking about Clorox bleach. And you're like, you know, oh, hey, did you hear that Clorox has this great thing? You know, it's just like random, like things that you probably wouldn't always talk about in a conversational way, branded, but making it sound casual. And that is harder than you'd think when you're reading words. Obviously, it goes into that enunciation, intonation, but I think that all comes from a place of like really deep understanding of acting. At least that's what I like to do because it makes it more fun when you're like, yeah, I'm going to get this silly 15-second script, but I'm going to put all my acting chops into it. I'm going to choose a person to talk to and I'm going to put us in an environment, you know? Just have a little woo-woo acting time.
Wow. Professional. And the American commercial, the narration is very fast, right? Right? The radios, the commercial is very fast, but everybody's so clear.
Yeah, I just experienced that recently where they had to start cutting words from the script because they had so many words jam-packed into like 17 seconds. And it's like, I can't say that in any way that would make sense.
Yeah.
So they started like cutting the script for that because they want you to say you're going to jam-pack that, that material, especially radio. That's a good call. Like, especially radio, because all you have is your voice on radio.
Yes.
You know, there's no images to go with it.
Yes, yes. Only voice. Wow. Interesting. Before, one time, I try the U.S. the animation, the voiceover. So difficult. Very, very. Because I don't know very better American reaction, you know? The script is H-U-H. H-U-H question. I don't know. I say, huh? But director say, no, Naomi. This is, huh? Okay. What is this? Huh? Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
But H-U-H question. I say, very Japanese style. Huh? Yeah, but...
How would you know, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And that could... H-U-H... As I was sitting here, I was like, you could say that 1,000 other ways as well. It's so as dependent on what the director wants, how you interpret the script.
Yes.
So, you know, there's a character out there that could say H-U-H question mark as, huh? That's valid. That was a valid acting choice.
But director is very sweet, very kind. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every time director is so many H-U-H. Yeah. Said. Yeah. Okay. Now, me listen. Huh. Huh. So many.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
So many.
Yeah. Very so hard, because so different in Japan.
Yeah.
Right?
And I feel like the simpler the words, the more there are ways to say it. Just like,
yes.
Huh.
Yeah, because we can use one word can mean so, so many different things, just how somebody says it, you know,
yeah.
Like I was thinking like, you can say really, and you can be like, really, or like, really. And those two, that means drastically different things. And at the end of the day, like, really doesn't mean either of those intonations.
It's, yeah.
English is a crazy language. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, I know. And Japanese is so many language, but English is that same sentence, but that intonation and the tension change the meaning, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The here we go. Here we go is so difficult.
Here we go?
Yeah. Now, together. Yes. Here we go. And...
Yeah, like, oh, here we go.
Yeah. Now, here we go. And here we go.
Oh, like, here we go again. Yeah.
Here we go again. And there's so many different.
Yeah.
So hard.
It's fun. That's a good acting exercise, is to, like, you know, just put super simple sentences and see how many ways you can say them.
Yes.
Speaking of acting exercises, are there any like warm-ups or drills that you do personally or in school or something that you can teach Naomi and maybe practice with?
Yeah,
absolutely. So I do like vocal warm-ups, like just, you know, scales kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's coming from my musical theater background.
Yeah.
But I love tongue twisters because that helps you enunciate, right? So a tongue twister, this one's from high school, but I remember it forever, is... Odd birds always gobble green almonds in the autumn.
I can't even
so hard.
Remember the
words. Yeah, let me see if there's a
green pepper.
One.
Green color.
Here's a simple one. Ready?
Okay.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Oh my god. red weather. Green
it's
pepper.
So hard.
You just doing a little remix there.
Green paper is a good one too. It gets in the lips.
Oh my god, so hard. You should try.
Wait. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
What do you think?
That was good. It's a hard one, but you're like, it makes you go like
letter.
Oh my god, one more please, one more say.
Oh, okay. Red leather. Yellow leather.
Oh my gosh, so clear.
And you have to do them faster and faster.
Yes.
We won't get to that.
Red. So hard.
The L's and R's are very difficult for Japanese, don't you think?
Yes, but in US, American people too, R, L is... so hard, everybody?
I don't think so. We have such, especially in California, we have such hard R's, like, and our L's are like in a weird middle spot in our mouths.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so I feel like when we do softer R's, that's where like English can get hard. Like when I try to do an accent, like a British accent, my R's always want to be really hard. Oh. So like my mouth, I think our mouths with our languages are trained just opposite of like where we put our, like that sound. My opinion. I'm not a linguistic person.
Yeah. Your the sentence is very clear.
So
and
clear.
So beautiful.
It might be my microphone. I have a nice microphone too.
すごい. Yeah, voice. Right?
Yeah. Red leather. Yellow leather. Yeah. I can't do it fast.
Yeah.
Is there a school for... musical theater, like for pronouncing and enunciating and pronunciation class?
I took a class that had a small, when I was in college, that had a small course on like accents. And there is, is it dictation? I can't think of what the word is for it, but there is definitely classes and people that just go and teach you how to, where to place things in your mouth and where to place your tongue to be able to either enunciate more or to, you know, use that to be able to put it into an accent that isn't natural. I wasn't great at that class. I'm going to be honest. My accents are not great. Even a British accent, I feel like it falls out of my mouth very quickly.
the England English is very hard.
Yeah. It's, for me, it's hard for me. I feel I can do it, but I feel like I sound silly. Like, I don't think I sound like I'm from England. I sound like I'm trying to sound like I'm from England a lot of the time. But it's something to work on, you know, just listen to them and keep practicing.
Wow. Do you sing?
I do sing. Mostly karaoke and for fun right now, but I love singing.
So. Oh, yeah. I think is the good voice actor equal good singer, right?
True.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a good voice. That's why you're a voice actor. So it makes sense.
It definitely helps, you know, because sometimes they need you, like, you have a better ear for it, right? Because when you sing, you have that ear of, like, what kind of it should sound like, if it's in pitch or what note you need to match. And I think that that ear can really help you with voice acting. I don't think you have to be a good singer, but I think it you know, every little thing helps.
Yes. Oh, my God. Mm. Voice acting is so hard.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's all you, you know, like, it's. I don't even know how to explain
it. Right, yeah, it's just you and a mic. Yeah. It is a full body experience, at least for me. I am, as I talk with my hands right now, I am always just, you know, standing up, ready to go, making it my whole. And I think you can hear that, even though it ends up just being your voice, you can hear like it coming from your body.
Yeah. Because
you have to express so much more than just the words, but you're doing it now. Like, you have a podcast, like, that's also in a way voice acting. I mean, it's a conversation, but you still have to tell your story through here.
Yeah. Voice acting is so hard. Before I play this movie, the Sailor Moon movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And Jill Conia is very bad grandma, but I don't know. Very bad grandma voice, because all grandma is so sweet, right? The bad grandma is, I don't know how, I don't have imagination, but I try.
And what did it sound like?
Yes, sound like, and five minutes later, my voice is dying.
Yeah, but you sounded, that's so good.
No.
Yes.
Yeah, the imagination is so hard, right?
Like, having your voice not hurt after hours of doing a voice is so, you know, you have to treat your voice healthy so you can do that voice over and over and over again if it was a TV show. And so that's also a struggle, because, you know, I'll do a little kid voice and you're like all up in your throat and you're like, I have to learn how to do that healthy.
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Your every day is take care of your throat?
Yeah. I mean, I try to do a daily routine that includes a healthy voice. I try to do vocal warm-ups every day, you know, lots of water and not screaming, not yelling, but I will do karaoke. No one can stop me from doing my karaoke.
Do you try to keep the room humid and stuff, like get the steam going?
Yeah, I have a little like steam mask that I'll use sometimes if my voice is feeling really tired. I don't use it every day, but that it's like a little, it almost looks like an inhaler kind of thing.
Wow.
And that really helps you warm up in winter when it, or like when it's really dry, but also like a hot shower will do that for you.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Naka. I got new information in US the first time, right? Mm-hmm. The voice actor is so cool. Thank you so much, Erica.
Erica,
arigato. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go
to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Come join Nam Takes America as a guest. Tell me something about America I should know, or just something fun about your life. More info on NamTakesAmerica.com.
Wow!
So cool.
So cool.
Her words were so clear.
Very clear.
Yeah. Even if she was, you know, a pretty fast-paced speaker, you could understand pretty well.
Yes, I understand.
Wow.
Very professional, right?
Yeah. I wonder if she coaches.
Mm.
Maybe. Like if, you know, there's like a...
Very clear.
Yeah, you do a show or something.
Yeah, maybe. The mouse moving is very important. The Erica is always the... Very detailed, the open mouth.
Yeah.
Very clear.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I have so many musical actor, actress friend, singer friend. My one musical actor friend, he is never using the AC.
And you know it gets hot.
Yes.
Here.
And always steam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So professional, right?
So professional.
Yeah. And I'm using, I played musical last year.
Mm-hmm. Hairspray. Yeah.
Every day I take care of my throat. The steam. And I sleep with mask.
Did it feel like it was
different?
Yes,
different. Oh, wow. And don't drink ocha.
No tea?
Oolong tea. Oolong tea is so hard to throw.
Really?
Yes,
because... I thought all teas were good.
The oil, the throw oil is gone.
Oh.
And drink oolong tea and talking is very hard to throw. And change drink... Green tea. Green tea is good.
Really?
Green tea is nothing. Huh. Yeah. And everybody teach me. Yeah, very so hard.
Yeah, so educational.
Yeah, but now it's okay. I always scream.
You always scream?
Yeah. Red, rather. Yellow, green pepper.
Nope.
Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show. Talk to you next week.